The word today is might. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. The smallest coin in use in Jesus' day was the mite, worth less than a penny. It had so little value that thousands of them have been found in archaeological digs. A poor widow put a couple of these mites into the temple treasury as an offering, and Jesus made a point about it to his disciples. It's one of the most important biblical lessons on giving offerings to God. Here with more on this beautiful illustration is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Might.
We know that the Lord sometimes watches people closely. Both in the Old Testament and in the New Testament in the Bible, there are moments where God pays special attention to someone. Good example of this in the Old Testament is the man Job, whom the Lord pointed out and allowed to actually suffer many difficult things as a demonstration of Job's terrific commitment to the Lord. In the New Testament, every once in a while, Jesus makes special care and points out someone who is exceptional. And so here in Mark chapter 12, in verses 41 and following, we have a situation where Jesus calls his apostles aside and makes special comment on a widow. It says in Mark 12, starting at verse 41, Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put and watched the crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. Many rich people threw in large amounts. But a poor widow came and put in two very small copper coins, worth only a fraction of a penny. Calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, I tell you the truth, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. They gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything, all she had to live on. It's an interesting situation that we have here with Jesus because, first of all, he's sitting before the temple treasury watching people put their offerings into the chest. We in Christian churches nowadays would think that's rather strange to focus on the giving and the gifts that certain people are giving. It does seem that in Jesus' day, everyone could see what was being given. That would explain why, typically, the rich would seem very impressive in giving large gifts. The amount of the gift could have been striking in its size. That kind of reminds me of the philanthropy that exists sometimes around the world. Sometimes there are multimillionaires or even billionaires who give massive amounts away, and in relation to what the average person could give, it seems as though they're being phenomenally beneficial and generous. But in reality, according to what Jesus is saying here, it's not that generous at all. It seems that the Lord looks at what's called proportionate giving. The amount that is given to bless others and to serve him in relationship to what you have been given yourself, to the amount that's left over. It seems very impressive if someone gives a gift of $100 million, but if they are a billionaire and they have tremendous wealth, that actually constitutes a fairly small amount. I remember even also hearing in the last year or two, or I think it may have been a written article that I was reading, where it was discussing the great generosity of this individual who during their lifetime was very thrifty and they saved a whole lot. And at the time of their death, they were worth X million dollars. And then this money at their death was distributed to other various charities. And this person was being praised as being such a generous person. Now, there's a major problem with that. The problem is this person had to give all their money away. They didn't have a choice. You don't take it with you, as they say. This person wasn't generous at all during their lifetime, it seemed. They accumulated. They kept trying to take for themselves to grow their own wealth. The only reason they gave it away, actually it was forced away from them, was because of their death. It reminds me of the parable Jesus said about the rich fool who thought he was going to continue accumulating and accumulating wealth. And the Lord said, "You fool, this night your soul will be demanded of you." Well, that's not the primary focus at the moment. The primary focus is this very, very positive illustration that Jesus points out to his followers. This poor widow who would normally be completely overlooked in favor of the larger gifts draws special attention from Jesus. And why is it so important to him? I think we find out something in the last phrase that Jesus says. This poor widow's put more into the treasury than all the others. They gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything, all she had to live on. In the Gospels, we see an interesting effect that takes place. When Jesus encounters someone with great faith, he is impressed. He is sometimes shocked at how profound their trust is and how it causes them to simply trust God. I'm reminded of the Roman soldier who came for Jesus to heal his child, and Jesus was going to go along with him. And the soldier said, "Just say the word and they will be healed. I'm a man with men under me and I have authority, and I tell them, do this and they do it. Go there and they go there." And he said, "Just say the word and she will be healed." Jesus was utterly impressed at his trust, at his confidence, because it was entire, it was complete. And this phenomenon of the impressiveness of the complete trust, the total faith in God, is something that we can all learn and all aspire to. I have heard it said also that Jesus was impressed by this widow's sacrificing everything she had, because our Lord Jesus himself would go to a cross. He would give his life for us. He would suffer and die for the sins of the world, that sinners could be forgiven. He would allow humans to berate him, to beat him, to whip him, and finally crucify him. He would give all of himself. And so, therefore, you understand then that whenever someone gives all of themselves or all that they have to serve God, it would definitely impress Jesus. One of the things that we also learn from this incident is that all of us have room to grow. According to this little situation with the widow, none of us give as much to God as we should. We all have the amount that the Lord has apportioned to us. Some of us may have great wealth, and in that case, we should be giving abundantly to God. Some of us are poor. Some of us have very little materially. But there's always something that we can give for God. There is always something like this widow that we can render unto the Lord. One of the great lessons for us in this that the widow teaches us is to trust in God, to rely upon God for his sustaining. Where would this widow's next meal come from? What money would she have to possibly get food? we're not told any of this. Jesus knows, as he is the Son of God, that this widow has given her literal last mite. That's what these coins are called when they would find them by the thousands and even tens of thousands, as they were worth so little that people would just let them lie on the ground. And this woman gave this mite, and in fact, the teeny little coin that is smaller than the nail on your pinky finger, this coin that was worth so little was a very loving gift given to God. The widow teaches us that we can all grow in our giving to God. I remember my father, Paul Schrader, who also speaks on this program, would say that all things that are living must grow. And so also our faith must grow. No matter where you are at in your relationship with God, make sure that you're making strides to grow your faith, to increase and improve your commitment to God. If your giving is not good, grow it. Make it better. If your knowledge of the Lord is not that good, start learning, growing in your understanding of God. There are so many beautiful things about this just because Jesus paid attention to this poor widow. You know how it is. So many people in the world are trying to impress us with big houses and cars and massive wealth. And here some of the most important lessons in life are right in the Word of God. Isn't that how it goes? The Word of God is good for teaching and instruction and leading us to salvation. I hope that you will grow. I hope that you will trust God. And the Lord will provide, just as I'm sure Jesus and the apostles assisted this widow after her wonderful act of faith. So make sure to honor God with your gifts. Make sure to grow in your faith, in your mind, and in your spirit, and what you give to God. Be an extreme giver. Be a person who is all in and glorifies God in their faith and in their life.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's The Word Today. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.